My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 26, 2012. Bob, state your full name and your date of birth and your present age.
My name is Robert E. Thomas. I was born July 28, 1914, the day that Germany declared war on Serbia, starting the First World War, and I'm now 98.
Your name, Robert E., are you named after somebody in your family?
My middle initial, E, stands for my mother's maiden name of Eggleston.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
We're recording this interview in my office in the Williams Tower, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
I was born in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. I was born in a house in the front bedroom.
Your mother's name, her maiden name, and where she was from?
My mother's maiden name was Jane Eggleston, E-G-G-L-A-S-T-O-N. She was from Sharon, Connecticut. She attended Oberlin College in Ohio, which was then the Connecticut Western Reserve. And there she met my father, who was working his way through Oberlin College at the time.
And what was your father's name?
My father's name was Talbot E. Thomas.
They met and were married.
Yes.
What did your father do for a living?
He was employed all his life by Firestone Tire and Rubber. He was basically an accountant with various assignments over the years that he was employed there. John W. Thomas, a distant relative, was president of Firestone at the time, and Harvey Firestone, of course, was chairman.
And then your mother was a homemaker?
She was a homemaker.
But they both graduated from college?
Yes, they did.
And that would have been about when?
1905 or 6.
That's pretty remarkable when we think about we're trying to get kids to go to college today, and here they were graduating in 5 or 6.
Yes.
What was your mother like? What was her personality like?
She was very intelligent, a good mother in every respect. She suffered from some physical problems late in life, but she lived to be 94 when she died.
Your father's personality, can you describe him?
Well, he was a hard worker. He loved to putter around with his automobile. I can remember the first car was a 1917 Buick touring car. And my first recollection of a long trip was a trip to Philadelphia from Cuyahoga Falls in 1918, where we drove over the Allegheny Mountains on mainly dirt roads. We passed many army convoys loaded with soldiers on their way to France. That was when I was 4 years old.
Your family must have been earning a good income if they could afford a Buick touring car.
Well, I think they were doing okay.
Most people were driving Ford Model Ts at the time. So, yeah, that was a beautiful car. Did you have brothers or sisters?
I had a brother who died when he was about 75. He was a year younger than I. He died around 1990. I have a sister who is 86 and still alive. Still playing golf, very active, and in good health.
Your mother lived to be...
94.
How about your father?
He lived to be about 75, 76.
That's a pretty young age, considering the rest of you. What did he die of at that age?
Basically, a stroke.
Let's begin to talk about your education and the first school you attended.
Well, I attended public schools in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, and graduated from high school there in 1931. I then worked at various jobs for a couple of years to accumulate some money, and in September 1933, I entered the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. I went through the Wharton School in 3 years instead of four because first I was borrowing money from the university for tuition, and I was anxious to get out and start earning some real money. So I carried a very heavy load academically. I was able to talk the dean into exempting some foreign language requirements so I could take the business courses I needed. I was exempt from final exams the last 2 years I was there because of my marks, and I had unlimited cut privileges because of my marks. I worked outside part of the time for my uncle and did accounting work in his companies.
So were you following this route? Because your father was an accountant, and so it was kind of in your brain to do that kind of work.
Yes.
So what was your degree in then at Wharton School?
Bachelor of Science.
So you graduated in 1936, but back in 1929, we have the stock market crash. You're about 15 years old then. Depression ends in 32. You would have been 18. Do you have any recollection of stories of that?
Well, I always had a job when I wanted one. I didn't always make what I thought I was worth, but I had a job, and I accepted the pay that was available.
You're living in Ohio during those years. Effects of the Depression you didn't see on neighbors or people around you or
no,
your father?
No, not really.
Yeah. So then you graduate from college. What is your first full-time real job?
I became assistant general manager of an open-end investment fund, Keystone Custodian Funds, which was a relatively new company but growing quite rapidly. The general manager was also a Wharton School man, 10 years older than I. And I became his assistant.
Where was that firm based?
My first base was in Philadelphia. And in 1938, we moved everything to Boston, Massachusetts.
So you were in Boston for some time then?
Some time.
What happens to you in your position there?
I was working on investments primarily. One of the reasons I accepted the position, they met my salary requirement, which was a minimum of $200 a month when the going wage for a college graduate was $125. General Motors wanted me, but they couldn't get around the $125 mark. And Keystone met my terms. In fact, the first year with a bonus, I made over $300 a month. Within 3 or 4 years, I was making $15,000 to $20,000 a year.
And in today's dollars, obviously thousands and thousands of dollars in today's
it
dollars.
Would.
Yeah. Did you have a family by this time, or were you married?
My son was born in 1941, and he lived only to the age of 64 when he died of prostate cancer. I was quite proud of him. He was considered to be the number two Hobiecat sailor in the world. He raced in the U.S., in the Mediterranean, and in Australia. And the number one sailor was the son of the designer of the Hobiecat.
How many years were you with Keystone Custodian?
I was there until 1953.